This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pablo Vegas, the CEO of ERCOT.
Thank you, Governor. So right now we are in planning and preparation mode. We work very closely with the Texas Energy Reliability Council. We work closely with the Public Utility Commission as well as with TDEM. And of course, we're coordinating every day with the power generators and the transmission service providers across the state to make sure everybody is prepared, has the resources that they need, and are going to be able to make it through this cold event reliably. We expect to have adequate supply to meet demand during this cold weather event. I want to remind folks that some of the most impactful changes we've made over the last few years, like weatherization, continue to be a highly effective tool that we see great results from. Just this year, we've already done over 300 inspections of supply resources, power generators, more than 150 in our transmission service space, and we're going to continue to do more this February and finish up this winter. In addition, we also have some new reliability tools that we've been able to leverage over the last couple of years that are extremely helpful, things like a firm fuel supply, where there's over 4,000 megawatts of power generators out there that have backup fuel supply in case there were to be any issues or disruption in the gas supply system. So we have those reserves available to us as well. And I'd like to remind folks that we continue to see rapid growth of power generation on the ERCOT grid. Just since last March, since last winter, we've added over 13,500 megawatts of new supply onto the grid. That supply is going to continue to be helpful as we get through these cold events. A lot of it is solar and batteries, both of which are going to help us as the sun comes up on the cold day. The batteries helping us as we bridge in the morning. That's what helps us keep that reliability expectation high as we get through this event. So thank you for that. And if there's any questions about outages, they're generally likely going to be local in nature. The Public Utility Commission website has great resources where you can go to if you are experiencing an outage to understand what the restoration times will be from your local utilities. Thank you, Governor.
Thank you very much. Now, Thomas Gleason, the chair of the Public Utilities Commission.
Thank you, Governor Abbott. So as the governor said, the PUC, we've been in constant communication with the state's generators and transmission distribution utilities. I can report that no one has expressed any concerns about the winter cold. The generators have all confirmed that they have adequate supply of fuel. The transmission distribution utilities have cut back thousands of miles of vegetation to mitigate the impact of any falling trees or any ice if that were to occur. As always, if there is an outage that you experience, it is local in nature. Please contact your transmission distribution utility. Also, if you ever encounter a down power line, please contact your local transmission distribution utility. That information can be found at the PUC website at puc.texas.gov/storm. That's our storm resources page. There's also other pertinent information on that page as well to help get you through any type of cold weather event. Thank you, Governor.
Thank you very much. To close this, listen, we are aware that when Texas gets ultra-cold temperatures, maybe even record-breaking cold temperatures, a lot of Texans are concerned, will the power grid hold up? And as you've heard here today, the fact of the matter is that the power grid has never been stronger than it is now. The power grid is more prepared, more stable, and more resilient than it's ever been. There's every reason to be 100% confident the power grid is going to be able to withstand this challenge. The power grid that we have today is completely different than it was 4 years ago, both with regard to the amount of power that it has, with regard to the winterization that it has, with regard to the pipeline of natural gas to get to the power generators. And even though the power generators are unable to get that, they have power storage on site to make sure that the power is going to stay on. The bottom line is that the power grid, because of the almost 20 laws that I've signed, has never been more prepared for a winter storm like this.